Okay. Ladies, so if you remember, just to review, the Mishnah has a machlokas about if a person supports the sukkah with legs of a bed, whether that is going to be kosher or not kosher. The Tanakhama says it's kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not kosher. Within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that's not kosher, there are two possibilities in the Gemara. One possibility is because in possibility is because it is minded with a davar that's mekabel tumah. Two possibilities within Rabbi Yehuda. Within the possibility of ein lakeva, there are a number of approaches, right? Again, so we could call it within Rabbi Yehuda one, or Rabbi Yehuda A, let's say, within Rabbi Yehuda A of ein lakeva, so there are a few possibilities as to what ein lakeva means. Rashi seems to understand that ein lakeva means it's movable. Tosfos says, no, that doesn't make sense. It can't be that ein lakeva means it's movable because we have like 1,000 sources that a movable sukkah is going to be okay. And Tosfos ends up by quoting the Yerushalmi that ein lakeva means that the sukkah does not have 10 tefachim on top of the bed. That somek sukkah bekar ehamita, the reason why it's no good is because you do not have 10 tefachim on top of the bed. Meaning to say that in the situation where you do have 10 tefachim, so then that's considered geish lakeva, that would be okay. That seems to be the approach of Tosfos. So keva, according to Rashi, means that it is affixed, it's set. According to the Yerushalmi, keva means that can you sit there b'kevios? Can you sit there in a normal sitting standard sort of way? That's the way Tosfos calls Yerushalmi. That's a different interpretation of keva. The third approach that we did not discuss, as far as I remember, is an approach of the Ra'avad that ein lo keva basically means that it's not going to last. Right? Unlike Rashi, who says ein lo keva means that it's mobile, it moves from place to place, this third approach, the Ra'avad says that, come on, you're supporting your sukkah with a bed, it's just going to fall apart. It's like you build a house of cards or something. It's all going to come crashing down. So that's why, according to the Ra'avad, that's ein lo keva. Okay, so within Rabbi Yehuda, there are two possibilities, either ein lo keva or Dover HaMekabel Tuma. Those are two possibilities within Rabbi Yehuda. Whichever possibility you hold within Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama says it's going to be okay. And one would think, or that the Halakha would follow, and I should have said this earlier, in particular, if you assume that this Rabbi Yehuda is connected to the Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a sukkah has to be Diras Keva. So therefore, since we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah over 20 amos is okay because that is Keva, and a sukkah is supposed to be Diras Keva. Ein lo Keva means it's not Keva. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda is so then one should assume that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And ordinarily, my rules of halacha would be if I have the Tanakhama against Rabbi Yehuda, I should paskin like the Tanakhama. But there's a competing factor here. That competing factor is that the entire Gemara seems to be discussing the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And usually, when the Gemara focuses extensively on one shita, that shita is more likely to be paskined like. In fact, there are Rishonim, the Baal HaMo'or in particular. The Baal HaMo'or says, don't give me Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. End of conversation. We paskin like the Tanakhama, that the sukkah that supported Bekar Ehamita is kasher. End of conversation. That's what the Baal HaMo'or says. However, there are Rishonim who say, oh, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, including the Rush. But what we saw last week is the Rosh Paskins, like the Rabbi Yehuda, with the version of Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Lakeva, meaning the Rosh does not quote Lahalacha, the statement of Maimid by Dover HaMekabel Tuma. Right? The Rosh pointed out that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda in this case, but it follows the Ein Lakeva version of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh seems to pass in this way because the Rishalmi sounds that way. He writes, we saw this like three, four lines on the bottom of the Rosh. The Gamani Omer, the Tam Keva Ika, the Tam Keva Ikar, to the Isabi Rishalmi. So the Rosh is paskening like the reason of Keva. So the halacha of Maimid is not accepted according to the Rosh, even though the Rosh is a Rabbi Yehuda Jew. The Rishon who seems to endorse the position of Rabbi Yehuda and endorse the version of Rabbi Yehuda that is Maimid ends up being the Ran. That's the Ran's approach. Right? I think we read sort of some of the Ran last week, but ultimately this is the Ran's approach. Now, let's go back. Another deep breath. Let's learn a Rashi. And we'll compare the Rashi to the Ran. The Ran is on Yud Amud Aleph Bedafei Harif. Rashi writes, Ma'amid b'davar ha'mekabel tuma. Right, the Rashi is on Chaf Aleph on the base, fourth line after the Gemara begins. Ma'amida, Zakt Rashi, Va'af alpi shelo lamanu psul elo l'sakech, Hov ikaro shel schach elu ma'amidan, Havi ke'ilu sikech b'davar hamkabel tuma. Does anyone want to explain this Rashi? I think we did this already in passing, but I think we did this towards the end of the last year, so I just want to pick up on it again. Rashi,
yeah.
No, continue, Rachel, I'm sorry.
Oh, that because the walls are what are supporting the schach, it's almost like the walls become the schach.
Exactly. The way the Rashi says it is that even though the halacha of Dava HaMekabel Tuma is only formulated with respect to Schach, but here, since the Schach is supported by these things, it is as if you are using these Dava HaMekabel Tuma as Schach. That is what Rashi says. There are many shitos who understand that according to Rashi, the din of Maimid is a din d'oraisa. Really, what Rashi is saying is that since the Maimid of the Schach is Mekabel Tuma, it's like you are using a Dover Mekabel Tuma as Schach, meaning to some extent it integrates into the Schach. And because it integrates into the Schach, it creates a problem of Maimid. Again, Rashi, an explanation of this Shita of Maimid, seems to be saying that the Schach, because it's supported by the Maimid, it's as if the Maimid becomes the Schach, which is understood by some, many, a lot, to mean that it's a Din D'oraisa. Obviously, you don't have to say this in Rashi, right? If anything, one could say that according to Rashi, the Din is a Din D'rabbanan, Rashi's expressions as if, have a ki'ilu, but many of the poskim say that according to Rashi, it's a din d'oraisa. Deep breath. The Ran, however, clearly says that Maimed is a din derabanan. If you go to the Ran on Yud Omer Aleph B'Daf Harif, the Ran asks Akasha that the Mishnah on Yud Beis, if you remember, the Mishnah on Yud Beis has these rules that you're not supposed to use bundles of twigs as schach. You shouldn't put the bundle up. And the reason you don't put the bundle up as schach is because it's a concern that you're going to come back from the field at night and you'll put the bundle of twigs on top of the sukkah and you won't have in mind l'shem schach, so it's going to be a psov tasav lomin ha'asoi. That's the Gemara on Yud Beis. It's a psov drabonin. Zakt the Mishnah, the Mishnah Yud Beis says, but kulon ksheiros l'defanos. You could use the bundles of sticks, etc., as the walls of a sukkah. So the Ran is bad. How can I use the bundles of sticks as a wall? But it's maimed, right? And there's a psal of maimed. That's the Ran's kasha. Meaning that according to the Ran, the halacha of maimed is not only formulated in the dinim of tum'ah and tahara, but the halacha of maimed is anything that is non-schachable should not be used as schach supports. Right? One could have argued, and again, I hope I'm not going too quickly, but one could have argued that the halacha of maimed is only with respect to tumah and tahara. With respect to tumah and tahara, there are halachos of supports. That the support of something, if the support is mekabel tumah, so the whole thing becomes mekabel tumah. Just to give an example that I've been discussing in my shiur, I'm teaching Hilchos Nidah this year. So there is a discussion about when women do bedikos with their bedikah cloth. So we assume that potentially she becomes Tamei on the level Deiraisa in that case. The question that many ask is, one second, right, why are you Tamei if you get a dirty bedikah? If it's red on the bedikah cloth, why are you Tamei? The halacha is that a kesem, a stain, is only Dirabanan. And because a kesem, a stain, is only Dirabanan, so then their halacha is that ksamim don't apply to something that's not Mekabel Tumah. And that's one of the kulas in Hilchos Nidah, that stains don't apply to something that's not susceptible to tumah. So there's a few ways around this question. Some say that a bedikah is a potential do'iraisa, or it's a real do'iraisa. That's what some assume. But in cases where it's, let's say, certainly not a do'iraisa, if it's like an external bedikah, it's not really going internally at all. It's just like an external wife. Some poskim say that you're Tameya, but how are you Tameya? How's the woman Tameya when it's ultimately a stain on something that's not Mekabel Tumah? So one of the halachas, one of the sperm in Hilchos Nidah, this is like a popular sheet of the Sidrei Tahara, writes that he thinks that no, the cloth, even though it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's too small. The halacha is that for cotton to become Tumah, it has to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. The bedikah cloths that women use are smaller than that. So some poskim say, the Sidrei Tahara says, yeah, the cloth itself is not Mekabel Tumah, but the cloth is being supported by the woman. The woman is holding the bedikah cloth. And because she's holding the bedikah cloth, so therefore that makes it like the bedikah cloth is in Kabbalah Tumah. Because the halacha in Kabbalah's Tumah is that there's a din of maimed. Right? There's a din of maimed. So there are shitos out there that the halacha of maimed is only by davar that is Mekabbalah Tumah. And it would not apply to other dinim of schach. Right? The Ran's kasha is, why don't we say that the psul of the bundles of twigs, the Mishnah Yud Beis, says you can't use bundles of twigs as a schach, but you can use it as the walls of the sukkah. So the Ran asks, it's maimed. So you see from the Ran that he's assuming that maimed is not only a halacha in tuma. There are some who assume that maimed is only a din in tuma. The Taisus Harosh might indicate this way there. And we know that maimed applies to tuma, like we gave an example from Hilchos Nida, from the Sinchut Tahara. There's a number of other examples of maimed, why it is applicable by tuma. Ms. Gutman, you seem to want to ask a question. So I'll let
No, because when you say the word maimed, it seems to only be a question of sukkah. That's why I was just surprised by the Nida example.
The interesting thing is that maimed is a principle in other areas of halacha also. In Hilchos Tumah Tahara.
You learn it from sukkah?
I don't know if you learn it from sukkah. Sukkah is learned from there. Or I'm not exactly sure what the source is. I don't know if there is a source. I would say that maimed might just be a svara. It's logical. If the support of something is mekabel tumah, so then that thing becomes mekabel tumah. Right? Or it's, again, the way Rashi suggested maimed, that the way we read the Rashi, that the ikar schach is the thing that supports it. If not for this thing, there would be no schach. It would all come crashing down. So that becomes the schach. Right? So one could say the same svara by other dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah or other areas of halacha. For example, Tevilas Kalim. There's a halacha. Know that you have to tevil kalim that are made out of metal or glass. You don't have to tevil kalim that are made out of wood. So let's say I have, sometimes you have the handle of a keli, might be metal, but the keli itself, the ladle is plastic, rubber, right? One of these other materials. So there's a huge discussion on poskim. Perhaps that requires tevila. Again, as a matter of halacha, we paskin, it doesn't. We paskin, it only requires tevilas kelim if the metal or the glass touches the food. But there's a school of thought who applies the principle of maimed to that area of halacha also. It's not only a din in sukkah. The halacha of maimed can apply to areas outside of sukkah, certainly by tumah and tahara. Again, part of the wrinkle over here is tevilas kelim based on tumah and tahara. Is tevilas kelim a new din? It's like conversion of the keli. It's like geirus. Right? When you buy a keli from a guy, so you have to convert that keli. You put it in the mikvah. Just like when an individual converts, he or she goes to the mikvah. Right? When the keli becomes converted, the keli goes in the mikvah. Dr. Lang, you seem very patiently waiting.
Always. I'm still trying to get through, trying to figure out. The case of the bedika cloth is almost the opposite of schach, isn't it? Like in schach, it's, if we're saying maimed is a support of schach, like how does that apply to a bedika? If we're saying maimed is like adjacency, that somehow this is a principle of adjacency, then that makes sense.
Well, we could say support also. In other words, the human being who's holding the bedika cloth, the human being is mekabel tumah.
Right.
The bedika cloth isn't mekabel tumah. So you have something that's mekabel tumah that's supporting something that's not mekabel tumah. It's exactly analogous. It is like, how can you? Yes, it requires a certain logical jump.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of things that are mekabel tumah holding up a sukkah, there's also the Shulchan Aruch, but we haven't got there yet. So
we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get there. But the basic idea is the Ran is bothered by Akasha. The Mishnah on Yud Beis says that the bundles of twigs can support the schach. So the Ran says, well, you know what? The Mishnah on Yud Beis allows bundles of twigs to support the schach because this halacha of Maimed is a din d'rabbanan. That's what the Ran writes. The halacha of Maimed is a din d'rabbanan. And they only make the gezeira of maimed when it's something that people often use as the schach. The halach of ma'amid is like a gezeira d'rabbanan. People might say that, oh, if you're using this to support the schach, you could also use it as the schach itself. If that's the case, so something that you are very unlikely to use as schach itself, if you have a wall that's supporting the schach, you're never going to use the wall as schach. Even if you have a bundle that supports the schach, it's not the type of thing that ordinarily is used as schach. So the Ran says in those situations, the din of ma'amid does not apply. But what I see is that according to the Ran, who paskins like the halacha of ma'amid, the Ran only paskins like the halacha of ma'amid as being a psol midrabanan. Unlike the way many read Rashi, that ma'amid's a din d'oraisa, the Ran is clearly saying that ma'amid is a din d'rabanan. And therefore, the Ritva has this line, the Ran might be saying this. Therefore, if the psul is a din d'rabanan itself, right? If I have, let's say, bundles of twigs, which are only pasul schach midrabanan, they're not going to say the double d'rabanan. They're not going to say, oh, that because it's pasul schach midrabanan, therefore you can't use it as ma'amid. No, right? We only say ma'amid with something that is pasul schach min ha-Torah, and we only say ma'amid with something that you are likely to use as schach. Right? Ma'amid is a gezeira d'rabanan. That's the way the Ran understands it. Ms. Gutman.
I'm sorry, but could you repeat what was his analysis that he got to d'rabanan? I missed the first part.
The Ran says, again, he asserts that the din of ma'amid, the halacha that schach supports, have to be something that is not susceptible to tumah. That halacha is only midrabanan.
But how does he get there?
He asserts it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay. The Ran asserts that it's a din d'rabanan. It's a din d'rabanan. That's a gezeira d'rabanan. It's a concern that the Chachamim have that if you would use ma'amid to support the schach, they might use the ma'amid, they might use the davar mekabel tumah as the schach itself. If you use a davar mekabel tumah to support schach, they might use the davar mekabel tumah as the schach itself. Therefore, the Ran says, we do not make a din, a double din d'rabanan. Something which is only pasul midrabanan as schach, they never instituted the din ma'amid on that thing. We're not going to go so far with the dinim d'rabanan. Right? That's the basic idea of the Ran. Okay, so let's just take inventory. Most Rishonim are not nervous about Maimid klal v'ikar. Baal HaMo'ar, paskins like the Chachamim. The Rush, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but within the version of Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Lakeva. The Ran, and there's many other Rishonim, we could like stack the deck over here. The Ran holds of Maimid, but the Ran says the din of Maimid is a din d'rabanan. So, if I would ask you, how would you paskin about the halacha of ma'amid? The answer should be, no such thing. Like, sure, it's ain't no din of ma'amid, right? We hold like the chachamim in all likelihood, even hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's one pass away with Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But the only pass away is the Ran, and even the Ran says it's a din d'rabanan, suffik d'rabanan l'hakel. So you would assume that there is zero halacha of ma'amid and life would be glorious. Now we open the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to start.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
When you say it's glorious that there's no ma'amid, you mean specifically in the case of schach?
Yeah. Specifically, okay. With respect to schach, there's no ma'amid. It could be that in other areas of Tum and Tahara, there still is ma'amid.
Okay.
But within Hilchos Sukkah, we're learning Sukkah now. Right? I was bringing the other examples of Hilchos Nida, et cetera, for illustration purposes.
But, right. I wanted to understand that it's not like this entire concept is correct. Invalidated. It's like in this case. Okay, thank you.
In the case of Sukkah, it might not apply. So turn to Siman Tav Resh Lamed Seif Yud Gimel. Tav Resh Lamed Seif Yud Gimel. How do I paskin in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Somech sukaso akar e hamita, if I support the sukkah with the legs of the bed. So the halacha is, if there's 10 tfachim from the bed, it's going to be kosher. If not, it's pasul. But if you support a sukkah on amudim, on like pillars, so then it's going to be kosher no matter what. So who does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like there's a din of Maimed? Of all the positions in the Gemara that we analyzed, Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, two possibilities within Rabbi Yehuda. Which possibility is the Shulchan Aruch paskining like?
What's really funny is that we read Yud Bet, which talks about using your friend. So we were Zoe was like, a person is Makabel Tuma.
So that's an interesting question.
Use your friend.
Right, so a person is Makabel Tuma, and you're allowed to use a person as a wall for the sukkah, meaning that's not such a problem. Even if you hold that there's Maimid, remember the Ran tells me that Maimid means don't use as a support of the sukkah, something that potentially you could use as schach. Right? People will not use humans as schach. I have never seen maybe the Gemara in Yuma speaks about how Hillel HaZaken like climbed up to the roof of the Beis Medrash and he lied there. Right? So he was on top of the roof for a night. Okay. And he like almost froze to death. But human beings are not the schach. They're not roofing material. So even if there would be a din of Maimed, it would not apply to a human. But Se'if Yud Gimel, one second, Rachel, Se'if Yud Gimel seems to say that there is no din of Maimed at all. Did I give the wrong source, by the way? Did I say 12 instead of 13? It's very possible I did that. Like, sometimes I put together...
No, it was my fault. I led our Habora astray.
Okay.
We had a fun detour.
But Shulchan Aruch Paskin says no such thing as Maimed. Shulchan Aruch writes, if you make a sukkah on top of beds, it's kosher. As long as you have 10 tefachim, meaning it holds like the reason of Ein La Keva as understood by the Yerushalmi, that you need 10 tefachim above the bed. That's Shulchan Aruch. There is no such thing as Maimed. So far, so good? Ms. Gutman.
Oh,
by the way, are you a doctor? Everyone who's a doctor, I call doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I don't think I'm old enough to be a doctor. Even if I could be a doctor, I don't have like the years it requires. Okay. I mean, I guess like if I was a crazy genius, I don't know. Anyways, well, my question was with the Ron, we were saying the reason I got confused because we were saying that Mamid is an idea because you're saying the Sachet, that the walls themselves are acting like schach, so they like are the schach. But then we're also saying you might use the material. Like
the Ran takes the second approach. Rashi seems to take the first approach.
Okay.
And it becomes like the schach because it's the support of the schach. The Ran seems to adopt the second approach, namely that Maimed is a gezeira d'rabbanan that people might think it's kosher to use. That it's kosher to use what's it called? To use something that's mekabel tuma as schach. Since it's supporting the schach, people might think it's kosher to use as schach. That's the Ran's approach. Therefore, the Ran says something that no one would ever think is kosher as schach, like you pointed out, a human being. So the human being can be a ma'amid of a sukkah, not a problem at all. Oh, grand and glorious. Now, Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Tav Resh Lamed, seems to say that there is no din of Maimed. but I got a problem. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Chaf Tes Se'if Zayin. Did you have a chance to look at this one? Yeah, so what does it say in Tov Reish Chaf Tes Se'if Zayin? The Mechaber and the Ramah.
I mean, it basically sounds like it's inconclusive. Well, the
Mechaber is inconclusive. Mechaber says, I have a suffix. The suffix is, can you put the schach on top of a ladder? Right? That's what the Mechaber writes.
Yeah.
Can you, in Mutala Haniyah, Sulamaha Gag, Kedela Sakecha Gabav? Right? But the Ramah writes, Moshe Isserlis. Ashkenazim. Therefore, because it's a suffix, don't do it. No? The Rama writes, V'lachein in l'sakecha lav. Now, this would seem like there is a din of maimed, or at least I am questioning maybe there's a din of maimed, but this contradicts Judaism as we know it, where at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed, and based on the entire analysis of the sugya, it seems that there is no such thing as maimed. So what we have is a contradiction. Right? We have a contradiction in the halacha.
But is it a contradiction because the one in Tov Reish Lamed seemed to be focusing on Rabbi Yehuda's under like the people who analyze Rabbi Yehuda as thinking it's not okay because
it's
of
Imla Keva.
Yeah.
But let's say it like this. If I analyze Rabbi Yehuda based on Ein Lakeva, that means I am not accepting the position of Maimed. Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish Lamed denies the existence of Maimed. But in Tov Reish Chaf Tes, Shulchan Aruch is uncertain as to the halacha of Maimed.
Unless we're saying that Maimed is a Sfara, like we were saying for the other areas of Tumah.
Develop the thought, yeah.
So it's not necessarily based on this Mishnah that happens to talk about it, but it's based on the logic of,
would be like a little strange, because like that logical idea comes up in the Gemara, in explanation of the Mishnah. So we're not going to paskin like it in this main location, but we will paskin like it, with this din of a ladder. It's very difficult.
Well, that helps because we're analyzing this Mishnah in terms of Ein Lakeva. But on a separate note, there's analysis of the situation that could be.
But that would mean really that I'm, as if I hold that Maimed's a problem. So then don't give me this Ein Lakeva thing at all. Don't quote it. Only Paskin Maimed.
But it makes so much sense for Rabbi Yehuda to say Ein Lakeva.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Lakeva. Potentially Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Lakeva. Potentially Rabbi Yehuda holds Maimed. I don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
But Shulchan Aruch seems to say, I do not accept Maimed in Tov Reish Lamed. And in Tov Reish Chaf Tes, there's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch, which seems to be, the suffix is whether we say Maimed. So the Magen Avraham writes...
Can I ask a question on the Ramah before we move on?
Sure.
The Ramah seems to be, brings up explicitly Midrash Tumah.
He brings up specifically that's Mekabel Tumah, yeah.
Well, right, but is that how the Ramah is understanding why the latter is being treated differently? Because it's Midrash Tumah, because he brings other examples of things that are Midrash Tumah. Like, I didn't understand what the connection was between why it should be important that these are
Midrash. So I'm not sure why he tells me specifically the type of tumah that it is. He brings up tumas midras just because that's the type of tumah that a ladder is susceptible to, is tumas midras. And midras means like you step on it, like a zav, like steps on something. It's the weight-bearing items is tumas midras.
Right. I guess fundamentally my question is, does he somehow think that, is the Ramah trying to understand this as that form of tumah object would cause a different kind of difficulty than something makabel tumah in other ways?
Oh, that's your suggestion. In other words, maybe what the Ramah is saying is that for some reason only tumas midras is where we have the role of mind.
Because if you have your schach, it's being supported on something. If it's tumas, if it's midras, then it's something that gains its level of tumah from having been a support.
It's possible. I find that exceedingly unlikely. I think the more it would, first of all, I'd have to think hard and long as to why midras is different than other forms of tumah. I'm not aware of any Rishon who says that. I don't think that's really pshat in the Ramah. The Magen Avraham is bothered by this kasha. And the Magen Avraham writes that even if we do not, or I'll say it like this, even though we do not really assume that there's a din of maimed, but lechatchila, there is such a thing. Lechatchila, you should not use a ladder as maimed. The Ramah, when he says don't use a ladder as maimed, the Ramah means don't do it lechatchila. You should try to be machmir, but b'diavad, it certainly is going to be okay. That is the approach of the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Brura, there in Tafresh Chavtes, Se'if Zayin, the Mishnah of Se'if Katin Chaf Beis, quotes this approach. Then there's some discussion about the particulars of what type of ladder this is, how wide the ladder is, etc. But the conclusion is that many Achronim say, this is the Magen Avraham, that l'chatchila you should be careful not to do maimed with a dover that's mekabel tumah, but b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Chavtes. When I go back to Tafresh Lamed, so the Mishnah Brura over there writes, let's look at the Mishnah Brura Nuntes. Tafresh Lamed Os Nuntes. Sifkatin Nuntes, we'll say. Mishnah Brura writes, if it is 10 tfachim above it, it's okay. The after maimed al gabe mita shom kabelas tumah, even though there is maimed on top of a bed, the bed is mekabel tumah, still lo ichpat lan bazeh, we don't care. The kabelas tumah al haschach ne'emar, velo al hadefanos. Mekabel tumah is a halacha that the schach should not be mekabel tumah. There is no halacha that the walls should not be mekabel tumah. Nonetheless, lechatchila you should be careful about this, because some poskim are machmir, and that's the Magen Avraham in Tafresh Chavtes. So the Mishnah Brura basically paskins that the din of maimed is a din lechatchila. Like the Magen Avraham says, that would mean that if you go to someone's sukkah and you see that the sukkah is supported by something that's mekabel tumah, so it's still kosher. Don't make a big deal. Right? Sometimes people like to make big deals, and they try to show that, oh, I'm so frum. Like, I don't know if you know, like, the I'm so frum video. You can look it up. I'm so frum. Like, sometimes people like to do that. No reason to do that. It's a din l'chatchila. End of conversation. That's it. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. And in the Shar HaTzion over here, he quotes the Shar HaTzion Os Samach. Basically, the Mishnah Brura is a funny work. I do not know Who gave him this idea? But the Mishnah Berurah wrote a book in three different parts. No? Did we ever speak about this? We did. Oh, we didn't. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah wrote his Sefer in three parts. The first part is called the Mishnah Berurah, which is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, but it's not really a commentary. It's a digest of all the commentaries. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah's job is to quote what the Magen Avraham says and what the Taz says and what the Chayil Odom says and what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. He quotes what all the Achareinim say, puts it together. Oftentimes he decides among those opinions. Oftentimes he doesn't decide. But the Mishnah Berurah itself is a digest. The Shar HaTzion are the Mishnah Berurah's notes on the Mishnah Berurah. Most often what the Shar HaTzion does is it gives like Mar Makonis, he gives sources. Sometimes the Shar HaTzion elaborates a bit, like the Shar HaTzion that we'll see right now in a minute. The third part that the Mishnah Berurah wrote is the Be'er Halacha, where he explains, he gives analysis of the din. He asks his questions, he gives his answers. It's not stuff that's found in other Sfarim, it's stuff that the Mishnah Berurah himself invented, so to speak. So I don't know where the Mishnah Berurah got this idea to write the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know where the Chafetz Chaim, where Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan Pupko got this idea to write the Sefer in three different parts. I don't know others who have done it before him. Somehow this style of writing Halacha Sfarim has become popular since the Mishnah Berurah popularized it. If any of you want to do a doctorate, Rachel, apparently you don't have a doctorate yet, so like this can be yours. If you want to do a doctorate, have fun. It will be a contribution to Judaism, if not to all of humanity. But here it goes. So the Shar HaTzion, which usually, you read through the Shar HaTzion, usually it's just like notes. He tells you, this is from the Gemara, this is from Rashi, this is from the Magen Avraham. Hoviyah, he elaborates in Ot Samach. He writes, I am Bebeis Yosef, Shehevi in the name of the Trumas HaDeshem, the Gavdas HaRif who came. Bebeis Yosef quotes that the Trumas HaDeshem understands that according to the Rif, there's no halacha of Maimed. Me'ovadas HaRosh, Shehevi Mirushami, the Dach HaTam, Neshamayim, Davam Kabbatumah. The Rush rejects the reason of Dovra Mekabal Tuma, and the Rif also rejects this idea. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lani is dating, Mishum Zebovat Kasha Lusmoch Lahakel, Acharish Aran, Lachim Aritba, Bekudoshav, Daitam Deladasa Rif Yish Lachushal Tamza. Meaning the Ran and the Ritva understand that according to the Rif, there is Maimir. There is a Psal of Maimir. So the Mishnah Berurah begins that the Trumas Hadeshan says, that according to the Rif, there's no such thing as Maimed. But the Ran and the Ritva, they say that according to the Rif, there is a din of Maimed. Achein, right? So there's a dispute as to what the Rif holds. Achein, acharei binosi b'sfarim, after I looked around the books, ve'isi sherabim heim hamekilim b'prat zeh, shepaskul kachachonim. There are many who do not pasik Reb Yehuda at all, they pasik kachachonim. And then he lists them. Halohema the Ritz Geus. Right, Vizelo Shono, he quotes the Ritz Geus rates. Hasami Sukasa Kariha Mitala Mino Chazka, the Eni Cholama Bifne Atma Ksheira. Right, the Ritz Geus says that a sukkah on top of the bed is kosher. He doesn't flinch. That's what he says entirely. The Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah, right, quotes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason is Ein Lakeva, and Rabbi Yehuda's Watamei, the Ein Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah writes, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason is Ein Lakeva, but since it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa, the sukkah has to be a diras keva, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like the Chachomim, so the Rambam Perish HaMishnah denies the din of Maimed entirely. The Riza, that's the Bahama'ar, Reb Zerachya HaLevi, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Huvo B'Shibole HaLeket, Rabbeinu Yeshaya B'Shibole HaLeket, they all write that halachas at the chachamim. Memela muvan the einam choshen l'mashemah meladam kabel tuma. Right, these rishonim all pass on the chachamim. They're not nervous about davening kabel tuma. Mid rabbanon the alma ayin shon. Right, the ran who's machmir is din rabbanon. Ubevadai yesh l'smoch avdas hamikilon b'zeh. You could read this actually as like a cute pun in the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Somech means like somech sukato al karei amita, to lean it. Right? So we hear the Mishnah Berurah saying, oh, you can rely, yesh l'smoch, you can rely on all the Rishonim who do not pass the Gemara, but lechat pila, you should be careful to be yotze yedei kala de'ot, you should be careful to fulfill all the opinions. I'm looking at the Karban Asana on the Rosh. So effectively, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that we're going to paskin like the Ikar Hadin, the real, the strict halacha, the straight halacha is that there's no such thing as Maimed. But l'chatchila, you should be nervous about Maimed, like the Magen Avram says. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. And Benny Brown wrote a few articles about the Mishnah Berurah and his methodology of Psak Halacha. One of his articles is called Soft Stringency in the Mishnah Berurah. Soft stringency means you say a chumrah, but you say it nicely. So you say a chumrah, you know, don't have maimed, but we'll say it nicely. We'll say it that lechatchila, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Again, over here, he's just quoting the Magen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah, Benny Brown points out, both in his Sefer on Lashon Hara and in all of his Svarim, he's into this notion of soft stringency. Right? The Chofetz Chaim, one of the reasons Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who just passed away this past year, Rabbi Henkin quoted from his grandfather, Rav Henkin, who was the posek on the Lower East Side, that Rav Henkin favored the Aruch HaShulchan as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah. He said because the Mishnah Berurah was like so much of a tzaddik, he ended up being machmir on so many shaylos. Right? It's a kind of an insult to the Aruch HaShulchan almost. I guess Aruch HaShulchan isn't such a tzaddik. But the point is, people who are super frum, right? So like, you're more machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah is also super frum, he's super nice. So he does it as soft stringency. Right? Did you find the article yet, Zoe? Looks like you're looking for it. Okay, you can find it after. You'll look for the article, Soft Stringency in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Benny Brown article. It's a very nice, a Soft Stringency in the Works of the Chofetz Chaim, something like that. It's Benny Brown's article. Okay, so as a matter of halacha, the din of Maimed is a din l'chatchila. But even the din l'chatchila, which is based on the Ran, is only because you might potentially use it as schach. If you have a maimed that no one would think to use as schach, for example, if it's really not noticeable, let's say, right, one of the discussions in the postgame in this Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, so they quote, like, they have all these notes where they quote where everyone in this generation, the previous generation, like, what does the Chasanish say? What does the Shemit HaLevi say? So he quotes, I think, from the Shemit HaLevi or somebody who says that if you want to use glue as maimed, glue technically might be Makabal Tumah somehow, or so can you use the glue to hold the schach down? She says, oh, it's not going to be noticeable. No one's going to see that you're doing it, so therefore there's no problem with maimed. Right? To have a din of maimed has to be something that is noticeable. Right, we spoke last week or 2 weeks ago, the Ritva says that, like the Ran, Maimed is a din d'rabbanon because you might use it as schach, but because it's a din d'rabbanon, they don't extend the din d'rabbanon to things which are pasul schach mid'rabbanon. Therefore, if I have the rope that holds my bamboo mat together, and the rope is a psul of schach mid'rabbanon, not min hatayra, if I use like hemp, I use some natural fiber, even though it was made into rope, but that's only psul midrabanon because min hatayra it's okay. It grew from the ground. It's gedulei karka, etc. So min hatayra it's kosher eschach. But because it's a psul only midrabanon, so therefore even the machmir on maimed, even the ran and the ritva, etc., who are machmir, and we pass into dim lachatchila to follow their shita, but they are not machmer on psulim midrabanan. So therefore, Chacham Avadi Yosef writes in the Tshuva that mats that are tied up with natural fibers definitely are kosher eschach. If it's tied up with something that is pasul eschach min haTorah, if it's tied up with nylon or the like, potentially that's an issue of maimid, which would mean that it's pasul lechatchila. It's not even pasul. You shouldn't do it lechatchila. But if it's tied with something that's mekabel tuma midrabanan, then it's going to be okay.
Wait, why is it pasul lechatchila? Because we're passing
the whole din of maimid. The Magen Avraham, based on the contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, Shulchan Aruch denies Maimed. Another hand, Shulchan Aruch says, don't put Tzrach on top of the ladder. That means L'chatchila, don't put Tzrach on top of the ladder. We hold of the Din Maimed L'chatchila. That's basically Judaism according to the Magen Avraham. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah Paskin's like. But even that Din L'chatchila is only, that Din L'chatchila is only something that would be pasul min hatayra, or something that you would potentially think is considered something that potentially you might make sach out of. That seems to be the psak halacha. So,
Rabbi,
like, yeah,
Rabbi Schwartz, in the Makor said. Had Shulchan Aruch
629.8. Let me look over there. If I put it on the Makoros, I probably had a reason. Oh, right. So to attach the schach with nails or to tie it up, no one cares. That's perfectly fine. Why is that perfectly fine? So the Mishnah writes, even if you hold of Maimir, but in this case, the schach is not on top of the nails, but the nails are holding the beams in place. That is what's called a maimed of a maimed. I have beams that are supporting the schach. I am using nails to hold those beams in place. That is called maimed of maimed. It's double maimed. So that, yeah, this is an important thing. I should have spoken about this. So double maimed is perfectly kosher. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish, however, says that double maimed is the same as regular maimed. Let me give you an example of what we call regular maimed or double maimed, etc. Right? Often people have a metal frame for their sukkah, but they're nervous about maimed. So they put a piece of wood on top of the metal frame, and then the schach lies on a piece of wood on the metal frame. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that's fine, because that is called maimed demaimed. Right? The metal is supporting the wood, which supports the schach. That's the Mishnah Berurah's understanding. That is called maimed demaimed. And even if you hold maimed as a problem, l'chatchila, but a maimed of a maimed is going to be okay. The Chazon Ish says, what are you talking about? If the halach of Maimed is that the thing which supports the schach has to be not Mekabel Tuma, so ultimately the metal is supporting the schach. Right? Don't give me this dray. You can say, oh, the metal is not supporting the schach. The wood is, no, it's not. Right? The wood is only supporting the schach because the metal is there. If you take the metal away, the wood will not support the schach. That little piece of wood is, right? So it's not like a halachan direct touching, the Chazon Ish says. Based on this Chazon Ish, so there are some people who are super frum, and they do not use any metal nails in their sukkah at all. They use like wooden pegs to hold the sukkah together. Because they say, well, maimed, dim maimed is the same as maimed, and lechatchila, we don't hold l'chatchila, we avoid maimed. So l'chatchila, we avoid maimed of maimed. When Shulchan Aruch says that it's okay to attach the posts with nails, that's because Shulchan Aruch fundamentally disagrees with maimed. But if I'm machmir that l'chatchila, I'm nervous about maimed. So the Chazon Ish says maimed of maimed is the same as maimed. Maimed de maimed, double maimed, according to the Chazon Ish, is a problem, l'chatchila. Right? The Chazon Ish says it's a problem, l'chatchila. That's the way he writes it. Okay. So these are again, if you want to be machmir, there is always room to be machmir. But as a matter of strict halacha, you have to recognize that the whole din of maimed is a din l'chatchila in the worst case scenario. So you want to be machmir like the chazanish of maimed and maimed, that's already too far. I think that's really too far, but that doesn't stop lots of people for trying to be machmir. Okay, Chevra, questions, comments? Rachel?
Oh, I just was going back on the comment of you can use glue because it's not noticeable. And then we gave the example of the nylon strings, and they're not very noticeable. I think you can make that argument. So, right.
Let's say it's neon green, and it is noticeable. Like my kids who have braces, that you can change the color of the rubber bands.
Right, yeah.
On your braces. So like,
good times.
My 12-year-old daughter is like very into like, having
what am I gonna pick this month? Yeah,
having glow in the dark braces because I don't know exactly why. Like, I guess it scares kids in her class. I don't know. but yeah, you're right. If it's not noticeable in the Hanavi, it would be fine according to this. Yes, that's correct.
And then also all the people who make their sukkahs out of plexiglass, they're relying on mime and not being a thing.
So plexiglass is great because it's not makabel tum at all, right?
But it can't be schach.
It can't be schach, but again, the din. Well, that's what makes it. No one would ever think of using plexiglass as schach. I'll say it like this.
But that's where the whole idea comes from. Because you're using it to support your schach.
Here's the funny thing. There's the whole idea is that something that's not makabel tumah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that you should not be maimed with something, should not support the schach with something that is makabel tumah. Right? Something that's not makabel tumah, there's no halacha that you shouldn't support the schach with it. This simple meaning is, right? Like you're right. Asking a question. You're saying, well, 1 second, how am I allowed to support my schach with plexiglass? Maybe I should make the same gezeira that you might use the You're plexiglass right. as
Yeah,
stuff.
That's where I got confused.
But apparently, as a matter of halacha, we don't say that. Right? We only say that with davar mekabel tumah.
But nylon, we had the question.
So nylon is not mekabel tumah, but nylon is pasul as chach min hatayra. I should not use something that is pasul as chach. 1 second. So that's your question. That is, how can I use a plexiglass wall of the sukkah if you're nervous about maimed? If I'm nervous about maimed, so anything which is pasul eschach min haTorah should not support. In other words, to use the Rishonim will say to use a brick wall to support the sukkah is perfectly fine because no one would ever think that brick is schach.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Would anyone ever think that plexiglass is schach? I don't think so. Something.
No, it's not gedilei karka. I mean, it's very clear.
Right. I think that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ladies, have a wonderful Shabbos. Again, I'm not 1,000,000% sure about next week yet. We'll be in touch as the week goes on. Zoe will figure this out. I'll figure it out. And I'll tell Zoe and the Boston community or the like. Okay, Chefer, have a great night. Kol tov.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thank you.